Soul the Ace Podcast. What up, my people? It's your baby girl Solis, and you're officially listening to the second episode of my podcast. Well, this is supposed to be a melancholic setting, but I believe a serious discussion shouldn't necessarily be accompanied by a sad mood. Okay, have you been thinking about why things have not really been going your way lately? Or you've written a couple of exams just to gain admission into the higher institution, but all to no avail? Or you, I'm talking to you, you've sent your curriculum vitae to more than enough firms, yet no job? Or you've been barren for too long and you feel like, oh God, this is the end of my journey. Hell no. Or you've probably been going through one or two or even more ordeals, so much that it weighs you down up to the point of breaking down and backing off. Trust me, you're not the only one in this race. This is a kind of period where almost everyone is going through a difficult phase, which is why you'd see people turn suffering into competition. For instance, someone would say, "Hey bro, I'm broke," and the next thing you'd hear the other person say is, "Ha, see, I'm broker than you are. In fact, church mouth is richer than I am right now." Let me tell you the class I created just this morning. Delay isn't denial. Rejection, we only pave way for redemption. I made this the title of this episode just for it to align with your situation. Bear it in mind that things will not always go the way you want them to. It is a universal rule. Sometimes roses would have such sweet scents, yet come with thorns. The sad and difficult moments in your life occur only to keep you prepared for greater things ahead. Trust me on this. You're not in the same position you were about 10 years ago. Life will only get better for you, not worse. So I'm using this medium to tell you to be strong-willed. Giving up is not the best solution to losing out. If by chance you've been rejected or still going through rejections, bear it in mind that it is only a way of redeeming your soul. There's this saying that whenever one falls ill, it purifies one's soul. Just like that, when you get rejected, you would want to make a comeback of betterment. You would never want to repeat the same mistake that let you down. I remember speaking with a friend about job offers and gigs sometimes in January. His name is Babatunde, and while we were discussing, he told me a case of a person he knows very well. This person in question had applied and sent his CV to more than 50 companies with no job offer, until a fateful day he got a job from a company he never applied to. It was probably a recommendation from the companies he had applied to in the past. He was offered $500,000 for its startup. Imagine you in this same situation, with no job for a couple of years, and when the universe decides to work in your favor, you got more than just a job. And I am sure this job or this work would come with other stipends. So just like this, whenever you feel down or you feel rejected, please Do not be dejected. Rather, be committed and optimistic of better days ahead of you. And if you feel like you need someone to talk to, feel free to send me a voice message or even an email to solidifiedworld@yahoo.com or a DM to my social media platforms, Instagram at solidified_world and Twitter at solidified. My solidified is spelled SOLACIFIED. I'm a very free-minded person, and my number two hobby has always been making new friends and meeting new people. Don't ask me for the first hobby. I won't tell you. Just for you, I decided to play the background music, a song titled Lost Boy by Ruth B. Rather than the sonorous voice and the blues sound, the lyrics are very powerful. Always remember that delay isn't denial, and rejection will only pave way for redemption. I love you, and I'll always want to see you happy. May you be granted solace in times of distress. It's your baby girl, Solace, and you just listened to the second episode of my podcast. Kindly share the link with family and friends and even enemies. Okay, thank you for listening. Bye.